Hi, I'm Martin. How are you, folks? I'm working on a couple of other issues with friends presently, but how about a mixed theme podcast for today, just as a brief interim brain cleanser? And then we can relax the stomach muscles with a bit of acidic humor to tie us over until the next more somber episodes are ready. So, I will present the clips in no specific order and hopefully remember all the sources in the credit roll later on.
You're listening to
Kaput
Radio.
Completely kaput.
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 Un kaput
radio.
Kaput X Radio. Please, do not fix me.
Did you know? Australians believe that mobile phones are smart, or being phones, or attract fame, status, etc., or being suddenly smart having one? However, Narcissus, the Greek demigod, would be green with envy, observing today's kids using a small screen instead of a fragile, heavy-to-carry-around, cumbersome life-sized mirror or a pond of water for wasting time on one's vanity. Contrary to the assumption by its name, social media are quite the opposite. But you knew that already, didn't you? What is new are the profit figures from Australian telecommunication companies, and they are in the salivating regions of 8% and more for the largest operator, Telstra, and considerably up for the rest of them as well. So vanity can be quite profitable, as long as it's someone else's vanity, of course. Australia will have a general compulsory election, as they are here, on the 14th of September this year. Now, this sets the scene for the coming months in being digitally antisocial, producing mediocre performances because they're forced to vote. Imagine they would have a voting system which most other countries adopted. That means voting being optional. And if you had to decide on the basis of today's politicians in Australia, well, just stay on the couch and watch the next rigged game with doped-up athletes. It's almost the same but more comfortable. That's Australia. Oi, 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 oi. And we have a formation of a crazy right-wing semi-religious nut party wanting to stand and snatching votes. A really sucking stale tactic of nationalists lost in a global world trying it on once more. The leader of this Aussie hot bunker siege mentality plague people comes from the Middle East, but he hates his fellow migrants and wants to shut the doors for Muslims. Wow! A rare piece of political shh. It's Australia's Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan is a self-confessed Ayn Rand student. However, he never heard of Rand demanding a total separation of religion and state while he peddled his evangelical religious crap as a vice presidential candidate with Mitt Romney last year. It reminds me of so many things, doesn't it?
Wayne Spahn, thanks for your time.
I'm delighted to be here, Brian, and can I congratulate you on getting your own show at last. I bring the good wishes of the Prime Minister.
Look,
we're both
look,
right
thanks.
Behind
it's
you.
Really it's not my own show.
Long
it's
overdue
not.
In
not
our
my
view.
Own show.
Not your own show?
No, not really.
And who
no.
rang me to ask me to be on it?
Well, I did, but, you know.
Don't think there's too much question about whose show it
but
is.
But it's not
Brian.
Really a
it's
show,
a tribute to
Mr. Swan.
Go hard. What are you going to do? Are you going to sing and dance? You move well.
What?
I saw you at the office Christmas party.
I am going to be talking to prominent people about politics, art, sports,
well, where's
et cetera,
your desk?
Et cetera. I don't want a desk. I don't,
you don't
need
want
a
desk.
Desk.
Who's on your panel?
Panel? What panel? No, there's
You've
no
got
panel.
A panel.
There's no panel.
Brian, how are you going to get off the point if you haven't got a panel?
I'm not going to get off the point, Mr. Swan. That's the point.
Risky strategy, Brian. You haven't thought this through, have you? I mean, can you cook?
I'm not going to be cooking.
Might be an idea to have something cooking, Brian.
Like
boiled egg or something, just off camera, a bit of steam drifting in. And then at the end of the program, you can say, we've been cooking a boiled egg this week. This is how
people
you do
People want
to
cook a boiled egg, they put it in water and cook it. It's not
you
hard.
You see, you're a natural, Brian. I mean, don't argue against your own
okay,
abilities.
Move
Seize
on.
The day.
The election campaign has already started.
That's right.
How do you think it's going to play out?
Here you go.
Well, the government stands on its record.
What's that?
We've brought the economy
I'm answering your question, Brian.
I don't want to look at a phone.
Oh, sorry, I've gone for the here's one I prepared earlier.
Come on, we Does don't that do no, that here. We don't do that here.
What do you mean
here?
You don't do that here, Brian?
This is the ABC.
Brian, this was recorded at the ABC. Three
I
other programs have already used it.
I want you to answer the question.
All right, well, give it to me again. I'll have a crack.
Well, most of the year is going to be taken up with the election campaign.
Clearly, Brian, that is the case.
So how do you think things are going to play out?
Well, we've brought the economy through the GFC in very good order, and we've got huge infrastructure projects in health and education and obviously with the yep. NBN and so on.
Mr. Swan, thanks for your time.
Great to see you, Brian.
Yeah,
very good
yeah,
to be on your new show.
Don't ever try that again.
Pardon?
Don't ever try that again.
Just sign your piece of paper, Brian. All the professionals do that.
Pardon?
Hello? No, he's tough. He's very good. You can't just roll your arm over in here. He's very serious.
I announce that I will advise the Governor-General to dissolve the House of Representatives for an election. I do so to start the nation's longest election campaign.
This election will be about more tax. It's more regulation. It's less competence. It's less freedom. My pledge to you is that I will say one thing before the election and do the opposite afterward. The Prime Minister, who was running a protection racket for months and years.
Yes or no?
Tony Abbott is dead and buried and cremated. Buried and cremated.
Completely kaput.
Buried and cremated.
Buried and cremated.
Buried and cremated.
Buried and cremated.
Completely kaput. Completely.
So, do you see why I'm reluctant to cover Australian politics? It's so boring without God in it, isn't it? However, the Pope resigned, and I happen to have this telephone conversation I recorded earlier.
Mr. Ratzinger, can I start with asking how does it feel to be just an ordinary old person with a somewhat controversial Nazi past?
Yeah, it's been a while since I...
Mr. Ratzinger, hello? Are you there?
I can't hold up my chair anymore. Oops. It's so heavy. But go on, go on.
Sir, are you going to permanently reside in the summer residence at Monte Golfo? And will you be playing golf?
Mini golf only. But I...
Mr. Ratzinger, many people in Germany had knowledge of your past as a cardinal. Are you not worried about accusations and a pending investigation into your knowledge about the carnal priest afflictions worldwide on your watch?
My past? What about George Bush, Tony Blair, John Howard and Vladimir Putin? I am quite insignificant when it comes to past wrongdoings. And I'm old and weak.
Some media reported that you recently acquired a heart pacemaker. But people doubt you have any heart. Your comment, sir?
Rubbish! I posted a big heart on Facebook for Valentine's Day. And here's proof of my heart. Just listen. Just listen.
What will you be doing now, after having shed the duties of the Vatican, Mr. Ratzinger? Thank you, sir.
Next on the Hit the Fan menu, we have a proposal for Northern Australia by the Conservatives to smooch up with the rural minorities, save farms, build dams, orchards, and do what every generation since the 1960s realized as impossible and irrational from economic, environmental, and social point of view. But it's the new shadow super PAC people from mining and energy who drive the Conservatives to these crazy, desperate electioneering without saying. It's profit avenues for the mining magnates like Gina Reinhart, the richest woman in the world. Anyway, I went out to see if anyone took notice.
Do you want to spit on my microphone first?
Is it on?
Yeah, it's on. All right. Thanks for spitting on my microphone. I just want to squeeze one question in. Do you know about Northern Australia, Gina Reinhart land?
Yep.
Are you moving there?
No, mate, there's no room. It's already sold.
Oh.
The whole lot.
What?
It's sold.
Well, I heard she's the richest woman in the world. I mean, she could run the whole country.
She's a beautiful woman, man.
Why does she...
I love her.
Why does she satisfy with half of the continent?
She's a big woman.
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
She can only swallow half.
at the time.
Oh, I'll give it time, she'll munch through the rest.
You know we have an election coming up. Is there any chance that we can vote for someone who's not earning $1 million here?
Vote for me.
Exodus to Genaland. The Northern Australian adventure sponsored by the richest woman in the world, Gina Reinhardt. Come, come, dear job seeker, come to the north, where the lights are shining, where Gina has great plans for you on a $2 a day basis. Welcome. Welcome, I said, oi. Oi, 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 I said, welcome. I heard the United States had the State of the Union public performance recently with Barack Obama. I think, skip this one, but I found an alternative. Michelle Obama talking about her State of the Union.
And now a message from our First Lady.
Hello, I'm Michelle Obama. And with my husband about to make the State of the Union address, I decided to take the time to make one on my own. Now, I understand the situation of our great nation may appear bleak right now, but it's important that we keep things in perspective. Barack's grandmother woke up every day at dawn just to take the bus to get to work. And my father worked an agonizing, excruciating job for years just to send my brother and I to college. They didn't make a lot of money. They didn't have a lot of possessions. But they sacrificed so that their children and their grandchildren could be happy. So I guess what I'm saying is for everyone 18 to 55, it is now time for us to embrace our hopeless, miserable lives. Because the economy will recover. But not for another 30 to 40 years. And by then, we'll be all planning for retirement, or possibly how we want to die. Yet the future is clear. Although we'll be giving up our dreams, we can live vicariously through our offspring. We must push them fiercely to succeed where we have failed. Nurture and teach them correctly to avoid our morbid existence. I mean, isn't that what this country is all about? So take heart, America. Things aren't as bad as they seem. Because although it's too late for you and me, it isn't for our children. Thank you. And good night.
Cockpit X Radio. Assisting Captain Nobody.
I landed in New York City the day before the Wall Street protest, went to the Wall Street protest, and I had a two-month tour ahead of me in the U.S. and Canada, and so it became very obvious that if I was going to visit all these Occupy camps, I had better have a song that says 99% in it. So I wrote this song while wandering around with my partner and our daughter in Disney World, which somehow seems appropriate, and we were waiting in lines to go on roller coasters, and I was sitting there. I was standing there with my notebook, writing about capitalism, which just seemed like an appropriate environment somehow. If it's ever possible for that to be true, if you should ever do such a thing as bring your child to Disney World, I don't know. I do a lot of things like that. I wonder about. You know. Because this is where they buy the politicians. Because this is where power has its seat. Because 99% of us are suffering at the mercy of the madmen on this street. Because all of us are victims of class warfare being waged on us by the 1%. Because these greedy banksters rob the country, leaving us without the means to pay the rent. Because the last time that we had a decent government was about 1932. Because we the people are supposed to run this country, but instead it's all run by and for the few. Because now we know the rich do not pay taxes, but when they need a hand, it's us who bail them out. Because we suspected we lived in a plutocracy, but suddenly, of late, there is no doubt. So we're gonna stay right here. We're gonna stay right here. Because both my parents lost their savings. Because I have never opened an account. because the interest on my credit card just doubled, and now I can't pay the minimum amount. Because these budget cuts are just immoral, with our schools as overcrowded as they are. Because there are no buses where I live, but I can't afford to drive a car. Because so many of us don't have health insurance, because the rest of us have it but it sucks, because the rich are flying in their private jets while the rest of us are slogging through the muck, because capitalism isn't working, the system has just failed to produce, because the 1% are prospering while the rest of us just suffer their abuse. So we're gonna stay right here. We're gonna stay right here. Because it has been demonstrated amply that the winners are the ones who stick around. Because this world should belong to everyone, not just the banksters who would smash it to the ground. Because we've noticed voting doesn't change things when the politicians are mostly millionaires. Because we're learning how to stand up like Tunisians, like they did in Tahrir Square, where a young man named Mohammed Bouazizi struck a match that lit up all the earth. And all around the world a spell was broken, and a movement for the future was in birth. Because there's only so much shit the rich can feed us before we figure out which side we're on. Because we've learned if we want our liberation, it will only come if we stay here till the rising of the dawn. So we're gonna stay right here. We're gonna stay right here. Because corporations are not people, and we can't just let them choose. Because if we leave our fate to them, then all of us will surely lose. Because the climate clock is ticking, and we can't just leave our world behind. Because corporate rule isn't working, and it's time for humans' hearts and minds. Because you can't take it with you, because the rich just do not care. Because it doesn't matter how much you make, but how much you can share. Because these moments don't come often, because we want truly to be free. Because we know what really matters, something called society. So we're gonna stay right here. We're gonna stay right here. We're gonna stay right here. We're gonna stay.
Meanwhile, in Europe, specifically that part of Europe called United Kingdom, though the British forget the fact that it belongs definitely to Europe and not Rastaland or Nemo's world, David Cameron rearranges the financial deck chairs on the HMS Survival Britain, threatened to collide with a massive berg of ignorance. In plain English, Mr. Cameron, reforming the banking system is like building a kiddie sandpit in the Sahara. It's predictably meaningless. Check out history, Mr. Cameron. Poor sod. This program is in part sponsored by Valentine Products Incorporated. Check out the new range of harmony-enhancing products for you and your partner. For example, start the day with In Perfect Harmony by using our dual toothbrush with a brush at each end, so one of you, or indeed both of you, can now brush your teeth at the same time, beginning another very special day in tandem. Relationships can break up, that's life, but fret not. The dual toothbrush has a perforation in the middle, allowing to easily break it into two individual toothbrushes. This is the most sensible solution. No fuss, no bitching, just a clean break, and releasing the anger by the breaking motion is satisfying and safe. or look at this partner kit of hearts and pacemakers. They allow a couple to generate and synchronize their heartbeats. Just listen how it works. On one channel, you can hear the beating of a person's heart, and on the other, you hear the other person's heart, being first quite out of sync, but slowly the pacemaker synchronized both heartbeats. In case of a separation, again, no fuss, no quarrels, just break the double heart harmonizer into its components and console yourself with your parts until luck strikes again with a new partner. Come and order now. Valentine Products Incorporated, always happy to assist in love perfection.
Kaput X Radio is brought to you by the letters K and R and X.
Thanks for your time tonight.
It's a thrill to be with you, Brian. And can I say how delighted the whole community is that you've actually got your own show?
It's not my own show.
It's fantastic, really. Brian. Don't deny it. How old are you?
112.
112. You see, this is where the ABC's great. It gives young kids a chance.
Mm.
Smart marketing, mind you. That's the demographic they're after, the young ones.
Is it?
Yeah, look at Midsummer Murders.
Young people don't watch Midsummer Murders.
Exactly. I mean, that's the problem. Who's on the show, Brian?
You are.
Who? Oh, I'm it, am I?
You're it.
Oh,
it.
Okay.
Yeah,
why you haven't got a couch.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I yes. see. I wonder. Yeah.
Now, you're a sports journalist.
Yeah. Straight from the Locker Room is my column in
the Clarion.
Yeah, never miss it.
Never miss it.
You can smell the sweat off this column.
You certainly can. Mm. Now, you're an investigative sports journalist.
Oh, yes, investigative journalism at its best, I like to think.
Yeah, I read that stuff you wrote on Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, well, the guy's a cheat, Brian. Let's face facts. I mean, he's destroyed his own sport. I want a Walkley for that.
No, I meant the article, Lance Armstrong, the greatest athlete in world history, that one.
Yeah, you're going back a bit there, Brian. That's a piece I wrote quite some time. That's a fairly old... I thought I'd taken that off the internet.
Have you finished filling out the form, by the way?
What is this form you've given me to fill in?
It's a release form.
Okay, name?
Brian Dorr.
No, it's my name I think they want here, Brian.
Oh, I beg your pardon, I'm sorry.
Are you an expert sports journalist?
Yes, and are you?
Yes, of course I am.
Yeah, we'll just fill in yes.
That's right. Are you aware of corruption and drug taking in sport?
Well, of course you are. You wrote the article about Lance and you wrote about all those football matches being rigged. Yeah,
I did. Yeah, I think sport's in some trouble, Brian. If you knew this was the case, why didn't you say so? And if you didn't know it was happening, what sort of a sports journalist are you?
Yeah, we'll just tick in the right box.
Well, there isn't a box, Brian, that really fits the answer I need to give.
Well, what answer would you like to give?
Well, I just get stuff off the internet, Brian, stick it in the paper.
Sport's in a lot of trouble, isn't it?
It is in a lot of trouble, Brian, but it's not going to go away. Australians love sport, and have a look at what's on in the next few months.
Football,
it's a fantastic
cricket, tennis.
Schedule. Yeah,
huge.
All those sports, Brian, and look at the results.
Results?
Yeah, there's a PDF at the back with the results on it.
Oh. How can we have the results?
I don't know, Brian.
It hasn't happened yet.
I just get stuff off the internet and stick it in the paper, Brian.
Geez, big surprise in the UEFA Cup.
UEFA Cup, wasn't that a surprise?
Andy Murray,
wow. Yeah. Barcelona didn't win a set.
When is it?
August, I think.
Wow.
Anyway, all done.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right.
No, Brian. I mean, I filled the form in.
Oh.
I finished.
Finally, this time, I didn't want to talk about fracking, wrecking, massacres, Chinese-financed Korean nuclear tests and missile launches, asteroid flybys, meteorites from the CIA over Russia crashing, prisoner X, drone wars, vault security propaganda, and Hollywood. But since we have to endure the elections to come, or a sudden collapse of the minority government here, anything is possible. But politicians will stay the same.
When I look back on the early days of my political career, I can't quite believe how naive I must have been. Most people that I then knew, including me, thought that their elected government was there to carry out their wishes. Whereas I now know that elected politicians are empowered to tell the electorate what to do. I don't suppose that I was very quick on the uptake in those far-off days. Yes, odd that it seems. I worked hard for years trying to bring about the changes that my constituents had voted me in on. Getting nowhere with that line of attack, I scaled my efforts back to concentrating on just one small issue. But as usual, I met with only minimal success, if you can call it that. Anyway, all that stuff was way back in the distant past, back before the penny dropped. Yeah. It finally dawned on me that none of those things really mattered. What was really important was whom you knew in the right places. The voters had become blasé and disillusioned anyway. They had little respect for pollies, except perhaps for our ability to belittle opponents on the floor or during media interviews. Our political worth was often judged on this entertaining performance. I soon realised that with the right support, I didn't have a worry in the world. When I think back on it, somewhere along the line, I must have twigged that I didn't really have to achieve anything. I just had to create the illusion of achievement. Nothing would really change. That was it. I just had to keep rearranging the status quo like all the others. I successfully lobbied those who were influential among the bureaucrats, power brokers and other politicians. They were somewhat of an elite group, but in time they accepted me into their exclusive club. From them I learned how to make the most of all the perks available. Travel allowance, overseas junkets, living away from home allowance, and of course the odd inducement from powerful lobby groups, not mentioning any names, of course. All in all, I suppose that my political career has been good to me, very good in fact. I only had to perform in front of my constituents leading up to elections, occasionally making a showing on the floor of the House for the sake of the cameras and toe the party line. Yeah, all considered, she's a pretty good system. Give me democracy any day. I just hope our security forces pick up on any would-be terrorists before those fanatical bastards can do something silly like that gunpowder treason plot bloke way back when. Now, what was his name? Ah, yes, Fawkes. Guy Fawkes, remember him? Bloody terrorist.
You heard quite a few Australian pieces, as represented by satirist Clark and Dawe, with large chunks of Miles Davis in the background. We also had Michelle Obama's State of the Union Address bracket parody by Ralph E. Wong, and Occupy Wall Street by David Robbins. Finally, Clark and Dawe once more, and A Fox in the Road, written by Graham and performed by Archibald. Sorry for the degraded sound quality on this. All the rest was yours truly. It was a pleasure for a brief radio leisure. Hope you enjoyed. I'm Martin. Catch me next time with Graham's new blog regarding global finance. More of that soon. Bye.
Talk with X Radio. Broken news for broken listeners.